There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Tonight. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. The Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3 o'clock. Derrick Rose to undergo surgery for torn meniscus in his right knee. Tom Thibodeau today says that team physician Brian Cole will perform that surgery. Pau Gasol, on the other hand, hoping for the best with Derrick Rose.
This is definitely a key player for us as well. So, but right now we just support him and we wish that everything goes well, the surgery goes well, and he recovers successfully and well. And so right now it's just all we can do. Try to keep our minds into the game and do our best on the floor so we can continue to make progress as a team.
Bulls host Charlotte tonight. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Honda, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Patrick Kane placed on long-term injured reserve today, expected to be out 6 to 10 weeks after suffering an upper body injury last night against the Panthers. Teuvo Teravainen recalled from Rockford. Trevor Van Riemsdyk is assigned back to Rockford. Hawks in action tomorrow night. They'll be in Florida. NFL, the Packers released A.J. Hawk today. NBA news, the Mavericks suspend Rajon Rondo one game for conduct detrimental to the team. He'll sit tonight when the Mavericks play the Atlanta Hawks. Major League Baseball, the Cubs' first full squad workout was today. And in a report by the LA Times today, Josh Hamilton's meeting with MLB officials. No word exactly why the meeting is taking place.
It's a disciplinary issue, and I just saw this, that Ken Rosenthal said he asked a baseball official if it was PED related, and he got a one-word answer, worse.
And it says also in the report that the Angels are bracing for harsh penalties. So we'll keep that updated as more news comes out. College basketball tonight. Northwestern hosts Indiana. The Illini travel to Iowa in a game you can hear here on the Score at 7:30. And number one Kentucky tries to make it 28-0 tonight. They're at Mississippi State. The scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. And join 670 The Score's Lawrence Holmes broadcasting live at Kincaid's in Chicago on Tuesday from 6 to 10 p.m. Have your chance to win great prizes. Brought to you by Sam Adams. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by your Chicagoland Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Boars and Bernstein.
Buddy.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, 4-3, Boars and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I think I might have mentioned at the time that, you know, sometimes in baseball, you know, bad signings when you see one. That was an awful signing.
You did Josh mention Hamilton at the time.
Yes. Awful. Stupid. Untrustworthy.
Bad age.
Bad age. Everything. Not only, look, if he's 27 and you do it, I'm not so. But yeah, it wasn't. He wasn't 27. And it was just a complete and utter waste of money. And didn't he have some kind of recent surgery that was going to keep him out till into the regular season anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, the guy is just has proven to be untrustworthy. I'm not interested in signing him. Why they did, and now you got bigger troubles, obviously. So congratulations.
Yeah, I'm wondering. We're assuming that it's a relapse of some kind.
Could be anything with him,
right?
Yeah,
but I hope he didn't hurt somebody else.
I hope not. Yeah,
And you know, it's weird. I keep forgetting there's an actual Bulls game tonight.
Yes, there is.
And I'm just like,
Yeah, I know. I know.
Tim in Peoria, you're on the score.
Hi. Hey, I was wondering, I would assume probably nothing will happen on the Derrick Rose front on any until they get inside. But who's this kid in China everybody keeps talking about just tearing him up and that the Bulls might, you know, be worth contacting?
Will Bynum?
Oh, is that? Okay. Okay. I wasn't quite sure I had heard. What's the likelihood that will occur? I know very little about it.
Whoever they sign, it would just be a guy.
Yeah, Will Bynum is, you know.
It would just be a guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all he is.
Yeah, I don't.
Tim, he's not.
Just a depth something, a somebody, like they've done in the past.
Yeah.
And what happened, this is the time of year. For those of you who haven't been through the Derrick Rose injury deal, here's what happens in the city. Maybe you're new to Chicago. Maybe you're new to the Bulls experience. Well, what happens is, in the past, Derrick Rose goes out. Tom Thibodeau says, we have more than enough to win. And then somebody around 6 feet tall shoots every time he touches the ball. And then people adore him
because
what was the term that Jason Goff used during transition? They hit themselves in the head with stupid hammers.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a long list of streak shooting dwarves who cause all kinds of basketball hearts to flutter around the city. And I believe Aaron Brooks will be that latest guy.
Yeah, undue love. Oh, he'll have the chance now.
And
buddy.
You've had DJ Augustine and Nate Robinson and John Lucas III and all kinds of others who people just learn to love. Oh, my goodness, look what they're doing.
And then you let him go likeable. And everybody's so sad.
Yeah,
here comes another one.
Yeah, I think Aaron Brooks is now the guy who's going to be the shoot it every time you touch it guy and get all those minutes. And people will fall in love with him, and that's just your latest amour Dale bum, and then you lose in the playoffs and everybody goes home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really
and well, that's that, sort of the ending we use
that's all that's accomplished.
The playoff starts, then you go home, hello, goodbye. That's what you get,
and it'll happen again.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
The 815 speculates that he was talking about Stephon Marbury in China.
Well, he was tearing up in China when he was 96. He was still the greatest player ever.
Right, but
and he likes it so much, he's not leaving.
I think he likes China.
Well, he loves China. And his shoe line worked. Remember the shoes here that wouldn't sell? Remember they opened the store, spent all the money and all the crap?
The inexpensive ones. He led a very low price point to make them affordable.
And they love them. They can't get enough of them. And he can't walk down the street. He was just like walking down the street, and there's like a crowd following him.
And there you got your resolution with Rajon Rondo, and they're showing that highlight over and over again with Carlisle halfway out on the floor to call a timeout.
you get in the fight with Doc Rivers. It doesn't strike me. I could be wrong about this. I don't think he's a very difficult coach to get along with. I think some guys are. Rick Carlisle would fall in line. I think he's tough to get along with sometimes. I don't think Doc Rivers is. I could be missing something.
Never had that reputation.
No.
Southside, Eric, you're on WSCR.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Quick question about Derrick Rose. Do you feel like it seems like the going consensus was that nobody expected him to be going through what he's going through right now. Do you feel like that would have changed anything if they even felt like he was going to be injured again? Would they have made a move before the trade deadline, or would they have still remained inactive?
If they knew he was going to be injured,
if they felt like this is going to happen again, basically, do you think they would have maybe made a move?
You can't run your business that way.
No.
You can't.
There's nothing there.
You'll say, we got to make a move because we were going to bet on Derrick Rose being injured again.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do. I mean, there's nothing there that's going to change the trajectory of your team. Whether you know it or not. Wait a minute. I've just had this thought. He's going to get hurt again. Get on the phone. What? Get on the phone again. Let's go. Okay. I mean, you know what's out there. We saw what was out there floating around the trade deadline. You can have it. See the junk that did. Oh, my God.
No. There's just no magic ingredient that you're going to get from some cast-off or some free agent or somebody in China or something at the trade deadline that changes whether or not you're going to win the championship.
Right. And that's all that matters. That's what this team is. It's not try hard and all that nonsense. That's not good enough. That's not good enough. There's six skins on the wall. This is not try hard franchise. Nope. Doesn't work anymore.
That's what they have to go back to now. Now it's the, ooh, we're going to out-scrap you. And, yeah, but you know, Rose wasn't any good anyway.
Yeah, that's true. You know why? Because what you used to do best, you can't do.
Right.
You can't guard anybody. Get out of here.
The Bulls aren't playing defense. Oh, and Derrick Rose is not jumping over people.
No.
He's not out-racing them. He's not jumping over them. He has nights, we had nights where his shot was falling and nights where it wasn't.
Yeah.
And you got enough bum teams left that you'll be able to make the playoffs and do something when the weather warms up that'll entertain people. But this Bulls thing is kind of over. It's been kind of over.
Yes,
it has. This just forces you to confront it right now.
Mm-hmm.
That you've got all sorts of decisions, big decisions. Like, who's your coach? What you're doing with some of these salaries? But I think your window's closed, is I guess what I'm saying here.
And I believe it closed on their fingers.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling.
No.
But that's where you
awful
are.
Awful feeling.
That's where you are. The Blackhawks, not the case.
No. You've got some issues you need to clear up before Patrick Kane returns, and I think he will return. But the longer that thing went on and watching this, it hasn't been very good. And, I mean, when you get very bad for a long stretch of time, you know there's something wrong. You know there's something going on. It's not that all of a sudden all these really good players turned bad, and I realize you're short of defensemen, and then some of that hasn't been perfect, and Johnny Oduya may be dead. I'm not sure. I haven't checked with my people. But I just don't, you know, there's some, the problem isn't that. There's a problem here that needs to be addressed before Patrick gets back to rescue them in the playoffs.
Yeah, and that was when they had that closed-door meeting that they wouldn't talk about after the Bruins game, when the media came in, they were all sitting there still in uniform. And that was part of what, it wasn't just about hockey. It wasn't just about what are we doing wrong? That there were some people talking to them about just kind of cleaning up some, I keep using the word untidy, that there are, you've got issues there about trust. You've got issues about some of these relationships off the ice, and there's a respect factor that goes in that you just want to make sure it doesn't bleed over onto anything that happens.
Yeah, there's just too much of it.
Side of things.
There's too much of it. I mean, when you got to stop things to talk about it, there's too much of it.
And the problem is, the one move that I wanted to make pre-deadline, I don't think they can make now. It would take a lot of balls to do it, and I might still do it, even with Patrick Kane out. Is I'd like to move Patrick Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said it before.
Yes.
That is my decision. It is what I would do. I would find a way before the deadline to move Patrick Sharp.
First and foremost.
That I think that would go a long way to eradicating some of the issues that you've got going on.
It would.
That's just what I would do.
I think that seems to be the consensus amongst those who know the team the best. And, yeah, you're right, though. It's not easy now, but I would give it every shot. You've got to – I got to think – I don't think time or getting, you know, kind of ever get back together and you're all friends again, that's not going to happen. I mean, that's not going to happen where, all of a sudden they get back together and they're one man again, one team, and they have one mission. No, I don't think that's going to happen the way presently constituted, because there's some things teammates can forget and some things they never forget. And there's something wrong in that locker room.
Look who's out today. It's Tony and Wilmette on the score. Tony!
I got a new name. My name is Tony Snell for 3. How is it that you can't blame Garpax for this? Let's think about this. 1 of 4 people who have that procedure end up having another procedure. How is this not their fault?
This injury?
No. How is this not having backup depth at the point guard position not their fault? Knowing that 25% of the people that have this issue end up having a setback.
Well, I think not having point guard depth is – I think they do have – you're not going to replace a superstar player. Assuming if you're saying that if Rose were a superstar, I think they felt that having Heinrich and Brooks, and if they want to sign Nate Robinson – I mean, really, Tony, what difference does it make?
The difference is now we get to see Tony Snell. That's so awesome.
He's not a point guard, though.
He's not a point guard, but he's a better point guard than anybody else on that team because everybody else just chucks threes and don't know how to run an offense. I give the ball to Dunleavy. I actually believe he's the best point guard, point forward on that team. I mean, legitimately, I watched him ever since Duke when everybody else was praising him then for running the team while Jay Will got to just basically play the undersized scoring guard.
Yeah, no,
I mean, that guy can run an offense.
I agree that Dunleavy sees the floor, and if you look at some of the Sportview metrics at NBA.com, some of the tracking metrics, he busts his ass, too. That's the thing about Dunleavy that's underappreciated is how hard he works. Now, what you say about as he, if Snell wants to stand outside, and Tony, thanks, if Snell wants to shoot open threes, I'm cool, but he turns the ball over too much when he puts it on the floor and tries to do more than that. As long as he stays in his lane, he can develop. I'll give him a chance. He's a turnover machine if he tries to do too much.
I like the Tony Snell for three.
Well,
change his name to that. I like it.
Yeah, because I don't know if you weren't here when Tony from Wilmette called a couple of Fridays ago to scream at us. And then Maddie kind of started sweet talking him, and then Tony started laughing, so he wasn't angry screaming.
Yeah, usually is. Tony. Yeah, right. Now he's screaming. Yeah.
Yeah, generally that's what he likes to do.
That's what he prefers. Okay.
We're Boris and Bernstein, and we're talking about kind of an ugly day. But as I said, I don't think the Bulls are winning a championship anyway. Nope. And I think it's possible that if the Hawks can sort out their issues, they'll end up being fine. So Kane will come back.
Some issues to sort out aside from Patrick Kane, though.
Yeah, they do. No doubt about
that. That's the problem.
You got to score.
I think Kane will be back.
I call sports to talk about sports. Tell me, what's your problem with Rose? Why are you hating on him?
Hey, Sox and Cubs fans. Listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live from Arizona for both the Sox and the Cubs. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball. Brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. I gotta think the Lakers head coach Byron Scott has spent most of the season, quote, angry and disappointed, end quote, after losses. Except those were the words that he was using after a recent win. He was reacting to that same video that Kobe Bryant stone-faced to the Laker players celebrating the end of a 7-game losing streak like they had just won the NBA Finals.
We back in the building. Y'all thought we was gone. My man Jay Lynn was doing his thing. Jay Hill doing his thing.
You